many times did the bell ring?
You know?
Seven times. That's what I'm told. How many times did it ring?
I thought I heard you say that.
We're glad that you're here. We're going to start off by doing something a little different. Bob Floss is going to be playing some songs that go along with military service. If you are connected with anyone, years gone by, or even if they're serving today, for the hymn, well, it's the song that goes along with what we are singing. We just want you to stand until that song is done, but if you still got somebody in the service that has served or in the service as of today in this branch of military, just remain standing. If not, then just stay seated. And of course, nobody knows a whole lot about, if you stand, they don't know who you're standing for. Even if you don't even have anyone in the military. But it's up to you. So we're going to start singing the first one.
All the lyrics are on the screen.
For those that just want freedom. Lord, you knew before all of this took place how important freedom is, as we can be free in Jesus Christ. But it took someone to lay down his life for us, and Jesus Christ did. And he rose again on the third day. We are thankful for the freedom that he continues to give to people who put their faith and their trust in him today and every day. So thank you, Lord, for the power that you give to us. When it comes to freedom, it's just not the military kind, but it's the spiritual freedom that is even more important. And so we pray today, Lord, that if there's someone here that has not put his or her faith in Jesus, that they would do it today. We thank you for the service, those that have given their lives for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
And as the band comes up, just greet one another right beside you there. Just say, welcome to your worship this morning. And if you give them anymore.
Who's on this mighty, and so
Joy. Good to have you here today. If you've come just for the weekend, there's a lot of people in town. I was going to come to the church just to kind of water the flowers here yesterday, and I left like dumb time, 11:30. Got as far as Casey's in Okoboji, and that's kind of the traffic jam began. And I'm glad I was a patient man, because there was a lot of other impatient people in line that would turn around and go back the other way, or some tried to get around and go past McDonald's and come into the light there. And I just go like, I'm not coming back this way. So I went around 86. Another bad idea. But at least you're moving, you know? But you get people in front of you that are, it's not even Sunday, but they're out looking what's going on in the fields and different things. So be careful, because I even noticed on the lake, lots of boats out there. Ryan, drive safely. And girls, tell Dad, slow down. But yeah, it's that time of the year again. One of the interesting things that you find here in a place like the Great Lakes of Okoboji, Spirit Lake, and Arnold's Park is that in the summer, if you are the more mature person, the church grows. If you are younger, the church dwindles in numbers. And it's just kind of the way it is, because people have had a long winter, they've had kids in school, and when the summer comes, they just want to play and go places. When you get old like me, it's okay just to stay home and let life go. But make sure you get here early on Sunday so that you don't have to put up with traffic. You do have a bulletin that you received as you came in. I'm not going to say a whole lot about it. That's there for you to read. Not much happening this coming week, but there's a prayer group that meets at 11 o'clock on Tuesday. And the next Saturday is the men's breakfast at Perkins at 7:30 in the morning. And guys, I think we can beat the women this time. They had a low turnout of like about 16, didn't you?
No.
Karen, are you counting correctly?
Yeah, I think it was 20 at least.
You
yeah,
said 19?
I think 20.
There was 9 at each table. We had 2 tables. That's 18. Oh, 18.
I don't believe it, but then come out and we'll put a good heave-ho into trying to beat these ladies when they get together. So I mean,
we'll pray for you.
There's got to be 21 guys there. So make sure you're there next coming Sunday. 7:30 is before all the traffic gets going. But you notice that's what did I say?
You said
Sunday. I said Sunday? It's Saturday morning. And the line at Spud Nuts today was nuts. They named it right, Spud Nuts. It was a long line out there, and so we know that we're in a different season of the year. But man, come at 7:30, there'll be no line at Perkins. Hope to see you there at 7:30 on Saturday, next Saturday. It's coming Saturday. And that's all I'm going to talk about. You just read what's in the bulletin there. And I have a word of prayer this morning, and we'll turn it back over to the praise man. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for those that have come long distances just to be here for the weekend, to see people, to enjoy this time together. And Lord, we just pray for safety, because we know that things can happen so quickly that we just say, I didn't see it coming. We got one of those requests, Lord, in our prayer request here today, of a classmate, of a 14-year-old gal that she goes back to school, and we'll know that this person's not in her class anymore. And so we just pray to meet the family that is going through the funeral and the sorrow and the mourning that goes along, the grief that goes along with something like this. And Lord, there's a lot of that this weekend, we think Memorial Day weekend. of just the freedoms that we talked about earlier today, of the men and women that gave their lives for this country, that we'd enjoy what we have here. And so, Lord, we just pray that freedom will always be something that we will enjoy, that we want to always be a part of. And that's what makes the United States of America unique from all other countries, is that it's a free country. So I remember, Lord, being over in Germany on Memorial Day and kind of being a different country and knowing what's going on back here in the good old U.S. of A. The barbecuing, the watermelon, all those kinds of things, the softball games, just getting together with family, and sitting in the shade of a tree in the yard or in the house. Lord, you didn't see that taking place in another country. So we just thank you for what we have here. You know it can't be lost. Help us to be a part of keeping this country free as we know it. And so we just pray your blessing upon the service today. Thank you for all that have come today. And use your word, use these songs. Minister to our hearts and our lives today, we pray in Jesus' name. Today comes from the 47th chapter of Psalms. It says, clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet.
He chose our heritage.
God has ascended amid shouts of joy. The Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise.
God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne.
The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham.
For the kings of the earth belong to God, and his grave is until today.
and this is what it says. After he, this is Jesus, said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words here. Just a little glimpse here of what happened on that day with the disciples and Jesus and these two guys in white that come and ask him a question and tell him what's going to happen and why it's going to happen. We just don't know when. May we be ready, as the song that we just sang, "It Is Well With My Soul," those who can truly say this will see Jesus come as his or her Savior and will rejoice. But those who are not ready will see him come as their judge. And Lord, we do not want to be on that side, to see Jesus as judge. He came to be our Savior, and he's given us the time in our lives in order to make that happen. As we come to believe and trust his word by faith, be with us now, Lord, as we hear. May we hear by faith today, and may we acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The natural question that a person would ask after Jesus rose from the tomb is, where is Jesus now? Where is he today? That'd be the natural question. And that's why the ascension of Jesus is so important. I don't know if you've ever thought about it. I never really have. What's with the ascension? Why did Jesus go up into heaven and there was witness there by his disciples? And there's got to be some importance to this. You know, as Jesus came to this earth, he left heaven to be born as a baby. He came into this world just like we did. And we celebrate that at Christmas time. Now we have it where he ascends up into heaven. How many days after his resurrection did he ascend? 40 days later, because he had 40 days to meet with other people, and some were crowds. He met with a crowd that was more than 500 people during those 40 days. And Jesus told his disciples and his followers that wait until someone is going to come who will comfort you. And he's talking about who? The Holy Spirit. And how many days did they have to wait when Jesus ascended into heaven? Did they have to wait before the Holy Spirit came? 10. So you got 10 plus 40 is 50. It's called Pentecost. Penti means 50. And we're going to talk about that next week, Pentecost. But first we look at the ascension. Ascending up into heaven. When do people look up into the sky? What does it take for you to look up? And if you're at Cape Canaveral, you're going to be looking at what? A space shuttle or a rocket going up into space. You know, the people who are there, they're taking pictures and they're looking up, and they see the fire coming out of the bottom of that rocket. But there comes a time when what happens? you don't see it anymore. It just gets smaller, 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 until it's just a little speck, and all of a sudden, it's not there. But it's on its way, doing whatever it's supposed to be doing. How about seeing a bald eagle circling in the sky? You look up and you see a bald eagle? I mean, I sure do. I never saw a bald eagle in my life. Around here, they're quite frequent. But you find yourselves looking up and you go like, wow, that's a bald eagle. You can tell by the white head that it's there. How about gazing at the stars in the sky some evening? Now, if you're a city slicker, you don't do that. Because there's too many lights. You don't see much. You get out in the country, out in a rural area, where there's no street lights, no car lights, and you see like a panoramic view of like, wow. Look at all them stars. Shazam. You know, and that's only the northern hemisphere. The people in the southern hemisphere have a whole different constellations, a whole different sight of stars. I've heard, I've not seen it, but there's the Southern Cross. Anybody seen the Southern Cross? Hey, Steve has it. Denny has. Who over here was it again? Kennedy, Julie. That's gotta be amazing. You look at the Southern Cross. Now, why is that there? No, people can't say that they didn't know about Jesus. It's always been there for ever, that part of the world. How about the 4th of July when it comes to fireworks? But now, you know, around here, we heard the fireworks last night. But the 4th of July is when you look up and you go to a fireworks display and you just go like, ooh, ah, woohoo, and you just love it. But you're looking up. So there are times when we do look up. I wanted to get a helium balloon today and just let it go up. And see who would say, like, no, Pastor, how are you going to get that down? I was going to tie some fish in the string to the balloon, bring it on down. But it came down eventually. Of course, it might come down really quick. With them propellers up there. Well, we see Jesus in our text today. He's going up. There's no flame. There's no feathers. And there's no fireworks. It's just Jesus going up. It's kind of a mystery. It's a miracle. It's just like, wow. But it kind of shows us that it's the end of his ministry. He came down from heaven. He's going back up to heaven. And he's got witnesses there who will see this take place. And these two guys in white, I would say they're more likely they're angels. We begin to talk to them with like, what you guys doing looking up in the sky? And they say, the same Jesus that you see going up, he's going to come back someday in the clouds. Everyone is going to see him, not just you guys. And we're waiting for that day, aren't we? It could be any time. It's just an incredible account when you think about the ascension. Realizing that Jesus, his whole body is different. He can do different things now after the resurrection than what he did before. Remember, the disciples were locked in their room? And who shows up? Jesus. He can walk through locked doors. He can walk through walls. He's different. Same guy, but he's different. And that's what we see here in our text. It's the same Jesus, but he's able to do things in a different way. He's in his glorified state, glorified body, that we too are promised to be given one day. And do different things. So we find here with the two guys in white, that they're telling us something about the present as well as the future. The Jesus you see going up, that's the present. He's going to come back in the same way, in the clouds. Everyone's going to see him. You think of the time that this happened, the disciples would have said, "No way, Jose. Ain't going to happen." But you think of the technology that we have today versus what they had back then. I mean, we know what's going on on the other side of the world at the time it happens with the technology we have today with satellites. Whoever would have thought of that? So when Jesus comes back, whenever that takes place, no matter which side of the world you live on at that time that he comes, he will be seen. I don't know how that's going to be. Technology-wise, we've got it already. If it'll be done that way or not, I don't know. But he'll be seen by everybody. He's going to come back in the clouds. And those following him are the saints and the angels that will be with him at the end of the time. So the first thoughts that you would have if you were there, seeing Jesus go up, ascending up into heaven, would have been what?
You gotta be kidding.
Yeah, you gotta be kidding me. This is incredible. He's going up and up and up. And it says that a cloud is what made him disappear. Jesus didn't disappear himself, but a cloud came in and disappeared. Have you ever watched a helium balloon? Just one balloon go up into the sky. It doesn't take long for that to disappear. And you know the size of it when it was here on the earth and you let go of it. And you go like, wow, there's a lot of space up there. It will actually disappear. Jesus ascends into heaven. And we say that every week, don't we? Where do you hear that? We hear it in the Apostles' Creed. The Apostles' Creed says that he then, it still does, it sits at the right hand of the Father. As a kid, I always thought that that was one big hand that God had. That Jesus goes up and sits on God's hand. And I realize that's not what's being talked about. The right hand of God is referred to as power. It's not a physical hand like we have. It's a place of power. It says that he sits down. When do you sit down? When you're done. And you love it when the pastor finally sits down. You know it's time. The service is over. Jesus sits down because he finished the work that God sent him to do, which is to redeem us, is to die for our sins. It is to give us salvation, forgiveness of sins that we so desperately need. I'm just going to conclude here. You know, as we go through life, the ascension is important to us. As we go through life, we need to remind ourselves, we need to acknowledge, we need to see Jesus as one that we go to. Even if we don't see him today, we know he's here with us, as we'll find out more about that next week when Pentecost comes. Looking to Jesus in times of sorrow, when we receive bad news, when there are difficult circumstances taking place in your life, We need to look to Jesus. We need to look up. Sometimes you've been given cards. Sometimes you've been given a little note, maybe a little letter or an email or text that just reminds you, as an encouragement, keep looking up. Or just look up. And whatever you're going through, Jesus understands. For a little devotional today with the praise band this morning, he's talking about a turtle. When it gets cold, what does a turtle do? It buries itself in the mud. And its heart rate slows way down. And it waits until spring. But it waits. How many months is that? Around here? It'll be a long time. But a turtle waits until spring, till it thaws, and then it'll come back up. And it'll breathe. You know, you think you'd hear the big sigh in every slough, wherever there's a turtle. It smells so good to have actual air. I don't know how they do it. That's a mystery. But that's what happens to turtles. They can survive buried in the mud for months. But they eventually will rise up. Jesus ascended. It doesn't mean that he was abandoning his disciples, but that he would be with them in a different way. He will reside in them as they go and proclaim the gospel in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world. He will be in his believers and his followers. His disciples may not have anything materially, but they have the message of Christ living in them and working through them. We look up by faith to Jesus Christ, and he works in and through us. It's another one of those things I don't quite understand, but we know he does. Jesus forgives sinners. He changes lost hearts and lives to serve, and lost hearts that live to serve and to bring glory to his name. And we have heard and seen it in the life of his disciples. They were not the same people after Jesus ascended than what they were before they met Jesus. Many of them went to different places with the good news of what Jesus Christ has done for them, that he died on the cross for them and he rose again. That was their message, the good news. And Thomas went to India and gave a Christian witness to the country of India. James was the first one to die for his faith. We have the Apostle Paul, who we talked about last couple of weeks, who was Saul of Tarsus. Look at the changes that happened with Saul, where he became known as Paul, and wrote most of the New Testament, as he himself became a missionary, and he suffered in a lot of different ways for just his faith in believing and trusting in Jesus Christ. Without the ascension, we would not be anticipating Christ's return. The prophets were told of his coming the first time, and he did come. We have heard today that he will be coming again. And he will come. Question is, will you be ready? Or are you ready today? Are you walking with the Lord? by faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there's a lot more that could be said, because there's a lot more that goes along with the ascension than what meets the eye or meets our ears. But Lord, we thank you for what you did, for what you did, for each and every one of us. Thank you that as you rose again, that you accomplished what you came to do. Is a way of being able to tell your disciples, now that I'm going to be gone, I will still be with you, but in a different way. Continue on as you have heard me and as you have seen me do in the lives of people. Now you are to do the kind of ministry that you heard and you've seen me do. And they did. And many of us here are a part of that commission. Something that happened in a little country known as Israel came to the United States over a period of time, and we have churches today, Lord, that give example and proclaim the good news. Maybe not like they once did, but they're here. Maybe there's people that we've crossed paths with in time that have told us about Jesus Christ, or that we've seen that there's something different in their lives. They want to know what that is, and they share that it's because of Christ living in them and through them. Not a chance meeting, a divine meeting, a divine appointment that God has brought into our lives, that we would hear the truth and know that there's much more to life than just eating and sleeping and having a career and grandkids and dying. There's more. Called heaven, to be with Christ forever. And so, Lord, we just pray that you would use this little bit of scripture today to help us to look up, knowing that you care about us. You know more than we know, and what looks impossible to us is not impossible for you. So help us. Be with those who we pray for that we don't know what else to say. Sometimes we don't even know how to pray. But you are there with him or her. So Lord, let us pray the prayer you taught your disciples to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Please stand as we recite the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, the promised seed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, and forgiveness of sins. seated, receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.